What are your plans for tonight? You're cooking at home, maybe, or maybe you'll go out. But when you're finished with all of that, Deborah Pardes hopes that you will pick up a book and read. She's even produced a new CD with 16 suggestions for what you might read.
Leo Nikolaevich Tolstoy knew everything there is to know about you. Emotional makeup, political views. Everything there is to know about you.
The song is Tolstoy, written and performed by Bob Hillman and inspired by the great novel War and Peace. It's on a new CD called Songs Inspired by Literature. Deborah Pardes is the San Francisco musician and activist who produced the CD. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
I've never heard of this Mr. Bob Hillman, but that song about Tolstoy is enough to make you want to pick up War and Peace and start reading it.
Well, that's the goal. People need to hear the song and get inspired and get intrigued and then pick up the book.
Epic poetry, old folk songs, gargantuan themes, impossibly long, war and peace and right and wrong, gargantuan themes, impossibly long.
Hillman is one of something like 357 different artists, is that it, who entered a songwriting competition that you sponsored, and they all submitted songs inspired by, it could have been a book, a poem, a play, and then 10 of those songs you chose for the CD, along with some other songs from a number of very well-known artists. And give us a sense of some of the literary works which served as inspiration for some of these songs.
You know, it ranged from novels to poems to plays. Driving Mr. Albert, actually, is a book which is about Einstein's brain going cross-country from New York to California. Bucking Bronco, which is a children's poem by Shel Silverstein.
Also Waiting for Godot by Beckett. Robert Frost poem, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Many of them, though, are not examples of what you would call easy reading. So I wonder, you want to encourage us all to read, and this CD will benefit adult literacy projects. What kind of readers are you hoping to reach with this music?
I think we're trying to reach those people who've had a passion for reading their whole life and those people who've had a struggle with reading their whole life. I think it's the whole spectrum. It's just an excuse for you to start thumbing through the pages and really be gentle with yourself and not be so hard on yourself and say, oh, it's too much.
Well, you found a lot of literature-loving musicians for this CD.
You did.
There are new ones included, but there are some very well-known ones as well. Suzanne Vega, who was inspired by Homer's Odyssey in her song Calypso.
And the waves will take him in again, but he'll know their ways now. I will stand shore with a clean heart and my song in the wind. The sand may sting my feet and the sky will burn. It's a lonely time ahead. I do not ask him to return. I let him go. I let him go.
Suzanne Vega wrote this song, Calypso, in 1987. So your album isn't all newly written work, right?
No,
it's kind
not.
Of a mix.
I think just like books, great songs can last, and they still bring up the same wonderful feelings when we hear them. Just you kind of want to hear it more. You want to be taken away, and you know, it's just a nice, it just transports you.
The very first cut on this album is by the grand prize winner in the contest you ran for Songs Inspired by Literature. It's a San Francisco cabaret singer named Jill Tracy. Her song I find utterly intriguing. It's called Evil Night Together, and it was inspired. Now, what's the book?
Luke Santi. It's an historical account called Low Life, based on the turn of the century New York. It really captures the seediness of that town when it turned and people were, all the commerce downtown and all the brothels. It's just great.
I'll hold your hand while they drag the river. I'll cuddle you in the undertow. I'll keep my hand on your trigger finger. I'll take you down where the train tracks go. Let's while away the hours. Let's spend a
Jill Tracy and her song Evil Night Together, part of the lyric, I love it, Shanghaied by a fishnet stocking, I'll hold you close while they dust for prints. Now that is not Oscar Hammerstein, but then what is?
Absolutely.
It's from a CD that Deborah Pardes produced to benefit adult literacy programs. Tell us about this Jill Tracy and that song.
She's everything you hear in that song. She's mysterious and she really creates a mood. And when she sits down at her piano with her band behind her, she just pulls you right in, and she's got a very pale white face and very dark clothing, and she loves the work she does. She's very inspired by literature. A lot of other songs that she's written have been songs inspired by books.
It's a multiple down in solitary, and you'll uncover the evidence. You're shanghaied by a fishnet stocking, I'll hold you close while they dust for prints. Let's while away the hours, let's spend an evil night together.
I wonder, Ms. Pardes, what you are reading these days. What is on your nightstand?
What is on my nightstand right now? I actually just finished Driving Mr. Albert, which is Michael Paternity's book that I'm trying to read all the books that are on the CD. That's a good thing.
Yes.
And that's a wonderful, wonderful book. And I'm actually just finished Grapes of Wrath again, which is timeless also. And it's just catching the mood of the Okies. And it's just...
I must
incredible
say that that's
piece.
A book that I pick up from time to time, as did Bruce Springsteen on your album. He was inspired by Steinbeck's book, and he remembers that Tom Joad said, "Mom, wherever there's a cop beating a guy, wherever a hungry newborn baby cries, where there's a light against the blood and hatred in the air, look for me, Mom, I'll be there."
The highway is alive and alive. Nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light with a ghost of old Tom Joad.
Bruce Springsteen with Ghost of Tom Joad, part of the new CD Songs Inspired by Literature, Chapter 1. Deborah Pardes produced it. Thank you so much for talking with us, Ms. Pardes.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
There's more about this project on our website, npr.org.